Welcome to the Flow Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 12:17 PM. That is Pacific Standard Time, and today is February 20th, and it being President's Day, the US markets are shot. That's why I'm recording a little bit earlier. But today was a pretty interesting day, not least in Asia. The Chinese market was up almost 1.5%, and that continues to represent a gradual progression of higher reaction lows that have really been in evidence for over a year already, and it has bounced from the region of the trend mean over the last few weeks. When we look at it just on a daily chart, we can see very clearly that it has been reasonably choppy, but that there has been a clear progression of higher reaction lows have been sustained. That would suggest that this is still a trend in motion, that advances are to new recovery highs are unlikely to be sustained, but that the progression of higher reaction lows will hold. And with this gradual improvement in mainland China, the Hong Kong listed shares have tended to do better. The H-share index has cleared the psychological 10,000 level. It has spent pretty much all of 2016 beneath that level and is now trading above it. The three largest holdings are three Chinese banks. They each represent approximately 10% of the index, so just three shares represent 30% of the index. And that is representative of the fact that the Chinese banking sector is not expensive. Now, obviously, there are still considerable questions about the bad loans, and then there has been a distinct lack of confidence in the sector because there have been so many questions asked about those bad loans and also about the regulatory environment that has contributed to a very messy setup of the options market, of the bond futures market, then the boom and bust cycles that the Chinese market has tended to go through. But nonetheless, when we look at this H-share index over the last 6 or 7 years, it has been largely range-bound, and it is slowly but surely rallying from the lower side of that range, and clearing the 10,000 level is a psychological as well as a reasonable achievement for the index. I think that there is a growing interest in the Indian market. The rupee is now trading below the trend, it's trading above the trend mean, the dollar is trading below the trend mean, that the dollar has encountered resistance in the region of about 69 on a number of occasions since 2013. This represents a pretty meaningful period of, or at least a loss of momentum for the US dollar. There are a number of conditions that are starting to really fall in line for India, not least that despite the fact that commodity prices are rallying from very depressed levels, they are still nowhere near as expensive as they would have been just 5 years ago. So that's very much in India's favor. It is also in India's favor that it has such a large demographic dividend that it is now working to try and exploit, and that there are a number of things that have happened in just the last few months. One was the demonetization. I don't think it's much of an exaggeration to say that it could have been called the demonization of cash, but there is this drive to attempt to take cash out of the system, to bring more people within the tax network, and to create a better system of invoicing and to improve governance overall. And something that is likely to aid that in India is the fact that 4G has been rolled out in just the last couple of months, that prior to this the entire Indian phone network was 2G, and now there is the capability to access 4G. And if India is like any other country, that once people start to avail of faster broadband speeds via their phones, then they are unlikely to go backwards to much slower speeds. And perhaps more important than that, the range of banking services that can be made available to people via their phones will increase rather drastically. That's likely to be rather bullish for the banking sector. And the banking sector in India has been a lead indicator for a substantial period, and it is now in the region of the upper side of a more than 2-year range. There is certainly the potential for some consolidation because it did race to get up to this level, but it is by and large a positive development overall. When we look at the rest of Asia, then I think we should take a quick look at Australia. The financials, however, have bounced from the region of their trend mean. They have quite clearly now broken that downtrend from the early part of 2015, and this does look like a recovery scenario. That is despite the fact that in early 2015 the market was very bullish, and I posted an article last week, or perhaps the week before, where it was really quite bearish about the Australian banks, and yet when we look at the chart pattern, this does look like a constructive chart pattern over the medium term. When we cast our minds to Europe, Marine Le Pen is improving in the polls. There is still 2 months to go, so we can anticipate that there is going to be a great deal of volatility. But we are presented with a quite similar pattern in Europe that we are presented with, even with the Australian financials, that there was a progression of lower rally highs all the way from the beginning of 2015, and that has now been broken. This continues to look like a reasonably bullish consolidation, but it is a consolidation. It is at the upper side of that range right now, and it will need to sustain a move to new recovery highs to confirm that demand is back in the driver's seat. With everyone talking about France, then it is perhaps instructive to look at their government bond yield. And the yield is above 1%. It has broken the progression of lower rally highs. This is still a highly political rate because the ECB is more than capable of buying French bonds. And not least because France is one of the largest GDP countries, there is a substantial quantity of bonds that the ECB is allowed to buy in if we were to follow its own rules. So we are likely to see some intervention if we get a substantial move above 1%. And of course, there are large questions to be asked about the euro. I think the euro is much less political at this stage than some of those government bond prices. It has encountered resistance in the region of the trend mean. It did close well off its low on Friday, so this is still a choppy environment. But what we have seen was a breakdown. We saw an unwinding of the short-term oversold condition, and then resistance in the region of the trend mean and the region of the lower side of that range. So I think that the euro has got quite a bit of work to do if it is to demonstrate that it is going to be able to continue to firm from the lower side of this range. It is certainly for the bulls to prove. When we look at what the uncertainties are, then the clear uncertainties are with the euro. Despite the fact that Trump represents a wild card in terms of international policy, he is perhaps less of a wild card with domestic policy, whereas the Eurozone represents the exact opposite. It represents perhaps less of a wild card for international treaties, but a very clear wild card in terms of its domestic policies, and that is something that is likely to weigh on the currency. If we and I think we are going to have considerable potential for vacillation in terms of the cross rate over the next few months as we approach both the Dutch and the French elections. When we look at the commodity complex, gold prices are still in the region of the trend mean, and this is a predictable area where one might anticipate some consolidation, and we are getting so a pause and a consolidation. And so far, that consolidation has been relatively muted, and this has been, in fact, a smaller range than the one that we saw at the end of January. It did bounce last week from the upper side of that underlying range, and if it can clear the $1,250 area and hold it, well, that will then give the bulls some additional evidence that we have seen more than short-term steadying and a reversion back to the mean. It will be firming and breaking back above the trend mean, and will be beginning to challenge that rather steep decline that we saw from July of last year. It certainly is all to play for here. Wall Street continues to represent the clear leader, and that is we are now getting clear evidence of the Wall Street leash effect, that it is Wall Street leading on the upside that has really acted as a tailwind for just about everything else. The US market is pricing in the potential for deregulation, for lower taxes, for a fiscal bump, and by and large, there is greater potential for fiscal stimulus, not just in the US, but I continue to believe that the only way they're going to hold the EU together, and most particularly the euro, is if they abandon the fiscal straitjacket. And it will probably require a crisis to force Germany to agree to that. Japan, of course, is where they have already embraced fiscal stimulus, and the Nikkei was reasonably unchanged in here today. It is consolidating below the 20,000 level, but the chart that I think is most important is the long-term chart of the TOPIX. It has been trading below that 1750 area for over 20 years, and if it can sustain a move above 1750, then that would represent a very clear change. It would represent a return to a demand-dominated environment, and something I talked about in the audio on Friday was that everyone knows that Japan went through deflation and everything that it did to try and combat it didn't work, and there were both internal and external reasons, but one of the perhaps the most important external reason was because we were in a disinflationary environment in the global economy. If we are to move into a new inflationary environment, then Japan might well be able to achieve the kind of inflation that it needs, and that might be what the stock market is beginning to reflect. And if it sustains a move above 1750, then we will be in a new bull market environment for the TOPIX, which isn't something that we could really have said for a very long time indeed. And I think with that, I will leave you for today and wish all the best to all of you.